Welcome to Carrie's Hour with Pastor Emmanuel Johnson, the lead pastor, Carrie Spring Impact Center.
I'll tell it to the world. Jesus is
chapter 1, verse 14 to 17. Today I'm going to take a little time to talk on grace. And maybe in another service I'll take a little time to talk about glory. And then I'll wrap the two together before the month is over. But I want you to know that you will enjoy grace and glory. And the Word, let's read together, everybody, one to go. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's not the voice of everybody. I want everybody to read. One to go. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory. The glory of the only begotten of the Father. Full of grace. Somebody say full of grace. Say it again. So the glory that we beheld was full of grace. Full of grace and truth. Verse 15. John bear witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spoke. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Keep going. And of his fullness have we received what? Of his fullness have we received what? Who was John talking about here? Christ. Of the fullness of Christ. We have received grace for grace. So there is grace you receive that makes you enjoy grace. Grace is in levels. It's like somebody told me, I saw a certain church plucking amplifier to amplifier. How many of you saw Tony Sass when he came? Minister Tony Sass. He came with one thing that looks like an amplifier. That he connected to our amplifier. That could help him fine tune the kind of sound he wants for his saxophone. How many of you notice that when he blows the sass, it's different from every other person blowing sass? Why? Because there's an amplifier that was connected to our amplifier that tuned the sound to what he wanted. Every man carry grace, but when the grace you carry is connected to the grace of your brother and connected to the grace of your sister and connected to the grace we get from God, something unusual happens. That's why at the end of the service, you hear that word, they say, let's share the grace in fellowship. What it means is that General Amos have received blessings for money. Sister Gabriela has received anointing for marriage. Sister Onyi has received anointing for new business. So Mrs. Ebong has received anointing for this. Different people during that service were able to collect one oil or one anointing or the other. And at the end of the service, we join our hands. And we share the grace in fellowship. That sharing the grace in fellowship is not a closing prayer. It's a time to connect to what your brother and what your sister has received in that service. And so you hear the grace of our Lord Jesus. The love of God. The sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Rest! That grace we have received into that service. Rest! Because a man can receive grace and he does not rest. And if he does not rest, 2 days after, they said, but all that prayer they pray, it did not work for me. No, it worked, but it did not rest. Rest and abide with us. Not just now, but now and forever. So every prophecy of that day rests and abides. That day and forever. Everybody say it with me. Say the grace of our Lord Jesus. Say it with understanding. The love of God. The sweet fellowship of the Holy Ghost. Now do your hand like this. Rest. And abide with me now and forever. Say loud amen. Verse 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. Horobrokosha. I feel heaven here. 1 Peter 5 verse 10. But the God of all grace, oh Mahasha, I used to love this one. the God of all grace. Somebody say all grace. I hope you know that somebody can enjoy grace in one area and not enjoy in the other. I've told us that before, right? There's someone that may be enjoying financial grace, but does not enjoy grace in his marriage. Pastor, what is grace? I will tell you. There's someone that can be enjoying grace in his marriage. Two love beds, they are hugging themselves. Hey, they are laughing, they are very happy. But they are not enjoying grace financially. So they have a good home, but they are poor. I don't know what I... And making such money is called grace too. Because men who lack grace can keep putting and keep losing. I have another friend, I don't know if he's watching. He called me 2 days ago, was it 2 or 3 days ago? And said, I had $300, have lost everything. And he was already crying. He was already feeling so bad. In fact, he said to me, he's sick. Do you know that making money is grace? But you don't need to struggle over it because Christ have made it easy for you. Do you know that good marriage is grace? There are people who work so hard and yet their marriage don't work. Do you know having good friends is grace? It's not about selecting who should be your friend and who should not be your friend. Having good friends is grace. Can you remember secondary school that there were some of your friends, anytime you're about to eat, they must arrive. Anyhow they arrive, you don't know how they are always arriving. Can you remember university that anytime you enter Buka, immediately there are certain friends that are always landing immediately you enter the Buka. And even them, they did not even know they would jam you there. And sometimes they don't have anything. But they are all their steps are always ordered. There are people that can keep going to Buka 20 times and they will never see their friend there. So they keep going, they keep going, they keep going. And they can't, you can't ask a stranger for food now. I have a friend that used to say, I need without. Don't put meat for me, just give me food. Do you know to enjoy good health is grace? Do you know to speak right words is grace? But this is God's riches at Christ's expense. Christ has paid the price for it. All you just need to do is walk into it. And the question somebody will ask me here is, how do I walk into it? I will show you as we continue. Suffering for what has been paid for already is double jeopardy. It's out of order. It is not supposed to be. It's wrong. If I enter a supermarket and paid for this, paid for that for you, and yet you are still going around looking for a way to borrow money to get that thing that I've already paid for, it's double joke. How can you be beaten for what I have received the stripe for you already? He said, all things are yours. He said, every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. So whatever we need, we can get because Christ has made provision for us to get connected to the wealth of the Father. And this must come as a result of your desire to get it. What is grace? It is a supernatural act of God at work on earth for the purpose of glorifying Jesus. When you see certain supernatural interventions and you know you do not deserve it, it is called grace. And put your trust in God. These things I'm saying now, you may not believe me, but you will grow up to know that brothers can fail, that only God does not fail. Is the help we receive, is the strength we receive from God through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Jesus had died to make those things possible. Angels are at our service because Jesus made it possible for us. Grace is God's love in action towards men who merited the opposite of love. We did not merit it, but God just decided to show us love. That's grace. Some of you don't merit the love of God you are enjoying. You don't. But He makes you enjoy it. That is grace. Grace is the unmerited loving favor and goodness of our Creator, who sent His Son to die that we might qualify for His riches. He sent His Son to die that we might qualify. Hold your neighbor's hand. Say, Father, I speak over my brother. I speak over my sister. In the name of Jesus, in this service, my brother is qualified for the riches of God. My sister is qualified for the blessings of God. Whatever stopped you from receiving help from God, we destroy that thing in agreement. In the name of Jesus, you shall enjoy help from God from this month. The heavens are open. Help is coming. You will not run out of help. In Jesus' precious name, say a loud amen. Any life that is void of God's grace is a life full of struggles, pains, reproach, regret. When you see somebody always regretting, always reproach, always shame, grace is missing. Grace is missing. Work so hard and cannot have anything to show for grace is missing. Do you know the man called Matthias in the Bible? I talk a lot about him. He was elected among the 12 disciples of Jesus. The 12 apostles. After Judas hanged himself. So they drew lots and brought Matthias in. Do you know that Matthias lived and died without any impact? Grace was lacking. He was able to come in through Lot, but he could not connect through grace. I've told us about a friend in secondary school who was always reading but had never passed. I met a guy in the university that told me he has been in this school for 6 years. 6 years writing carryover upon carryovers upon carryovers. Grace is lacking. I once heard somebody say, even if I pass, give me make her go. Grace is lacking. Do you know there are people that cannot defend their intelligence? Cannot defend their certificates? Do you know there are a lot of first class people that do not qualify for first class? Do you know there are a lot of second class upper that do not qualify for it? But do you know there are very intelligent people that have third class? Not because they were wicked or unstudious students, but because grace was lacking. A very diligent business person, at the end of the business, he records everything he sold and counts every money and keep it diligently. But at the end of 6 months, he cannot see progress. Very diligent in his business, but he cannot see progress. Grace is lacking. Very nice guy, very nice girl, but certain things are just not working. Grace is lacking. Anytime a man struggles so hard over anything, grace is lacking in that area. And I pray for you on this altar. Every area you lack grace, may heaven open for you. May grace be released for you. May grace be released for you. In the name of Jesus. Remember the keyboardist I told you I once had? Every time I'm singing, he will be saying, Kisi. Pastor Kisi. Kisi. I should change my song to Kisi. How do I know Kisi on this altar? Am I a music minister? No matter what you sing, he'll be playing his own. When you say, transpose, now change it. He say, Kisi. Pastor, Kisi, Kisi, Kisi. And has played keyboard for years, but does not know how to transpose keyboard with ease. Kisi. In life, is not... when help comes around you, you will not miss help. You will not miss help. You will not miss help. In the name of Jesus. Whatever made you miss opportunities, I curse that thing. I separate you from it. By the power of the Holy Ghost, if you shout amen, God honors that word over you. And we have prayed today, even help that your name is not there, may it be given to you. Grace is a catalyst that amplifies a man's goodness. Little goodness. Everybody singing about you. Have you seen bad people before that they are saying, "Child, this man is a very good man." But they are bad people. This girl is a very good girl, but it's a very bad girl. You do something small that is good and is amplified. It's called grace. And your bad part is covered, is the message of God. Oh, Malaba Hashatun. How many persons did David kill? Saul has killed 1,000. David killed 10,000. Please, did David kill 10,000? He did not! But women carry tambourine. That kind of publicity, mass publicity. Even David said, weak. Me, kill 10,000. When? How? Because when grace is speaking for someone, even your little efforts are amplified. Your little goodness are amplified. It is a catalyst that amplifies every little thing you do. I pray for you today. Every little thing you do that is good, may God amplify it. May God amplify it. May God amplify it. And maybe I stop here. Grace is a propeller of the supernatural. It propels the supernatural. Like our guest that is coming, Evangelist Dr. Kufra Abasiyu. You can see the realm of the supernatural he moves in. He does not preach like every other, but the supernatural cannot be denied. I've watched so many videos of him. So many, more than 4 or 5 videos that he is lifting people on wheelchair. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. And they are standing up and walking. Grace propels the supernatural. It's called grace. That is called grace. Oh. You can't go to a country. It's a life full of struggle, pains, and reproach. Stretch your hands towards this altar. Your life will not be filled with reproach. Your life will not be filled with shame. Your life will not be filled with regrets. I speak on this altar over you by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, grace that takes away shame becomes your portion. Grace that takes away struggle is released. Grace that takes away reproach is released. Grace that takes away regret is released. In the name of Jesus. Any man who got to any height in life only succeeded as a result of God's grace. Just do a worship song that I know. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Any man who got to any height in life . Things may not be working for others, but they must work for me. Things may not be working for others, but they must work for me. I receive grace for exceptional results. I receive grace for exceptional increase. Just give it to the people. Let them pass it. Give it to them. They take it, they pass it. They take it, they pass it.
Rabba
I enter places and I get favor. Lies are falling for me in pleasant places. I enjoy the goodness of God on every side. I enjoy the favors of God on every side. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Whatever comes on people that brings favor on them, it comes on me. I cannot be bound. My life cannot be under any bondage. I have been anointed. I move by the oil of Jehovah. I move by the grace of Jehovah. The mount of God, open for me. Open for me. Open in favor. Open in blessings. Open in increase. Open in abundance of all good things. Hey, da 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 da, ora ba 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 ba, hey, da 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 ba, ora ba ba ba, ora ba ba ba, hey, da da, ora ba ba ba, ora ba ba, ora ba ba ba, hey, da ba, hey, da, 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 hey, da. My steps are ordered. My steps are ordered by the Lord. My steps are ordered by the Lord. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Shatala badaba. So shatala. Whatever fought you before now, it fights you no more. Whatever fought you before now, by the power and name of Jesus, it fights you no more. In the name of Jesus, I command you wherever you are, rise in the name of Jesus. Shine in the name of Jesus. Amen. Be accepted in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I stand in the realms of the Spirit as a priest over you. And I say, whatever covered you is uncovered.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to that impactful word of God by Pastor Emmanuel Johnson, lead pastor, Caris Spring Impact Center. Worship with us on Sundays, 2 power packed services, 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Wednesdays, Word Alive, 5 p.m. Counseling, Saturdays, 10 a.m. Venue, Caris Spring Impact Center Auditorium, Trans Woji Road by Obatai Junction, Woji, Futaka River State. For inquiries, call 0815-952-5812. Once more, 0815-952-5812.